Welcome to D&B College. Today we're carving an old-school D&B breakbeat in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Take one raw break and turn it into something that feels like it belongs in a jungle record or a classic rave-leaning D&B track. We are not just looping a sample and putting EQ on it, we're shaping a drum performance. That means trimming the noise, keeping the attitude, tightening the groove, and making sure the break has enough space to work with your kick and sub. That's the real craft here. In old-school D&B, the break is often the voice of the rhythm section. It carries movement, personality, and a lot of the emotional drive of the track. Start with a break that already has character. Drag it into a clean audio lane in Ableton and set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM if you want that classic forward push. If the break is a little off, warp it just enough to make it usable, but don't overstretch it into something flat and lifeless. Old-school breaks depend on feel, so don't sterilize the timing before you've even heard the groove. What to listen for here is the snare and the internal motion between the hits. The snare should still land with authority, but the little ghost notes, hat bleed, and room texture should feel like they're pulling the bar forward. If it sounds stiff or too gridlocked, back off the warp editing. Now slice the break into playable parts instead of treating it like one block. You do not need every transient separated. That's a common mistake. Too many slices can make the loop lose body and start feeling over-edited. Focus on the main snare, the kick transient, a couple of useful ghost notes, maybe a hat tail, and one short noisy texture slice if the sample has good room character. This is where Ableton becomes powerful. In simpler slice mode, or with slicing to MIDI, you can trigger the break like a drum kit and start making decisions about what stays in front and what becomes atmosphere. For a first pass, keep the original feel mostly intact. Keep more of the break's natural order, and only reshape the details around it. You can always get more surgical later. The next move is setting the hierarchy. Snare first, kick second, ghost notes last. That's a very old-school D&B way of thinking. The snare is the anchor. It tells the listener where the bar is. The kick supports the groove, but should not fight your sub. And the ghost notes are there to create movement, not clutter. What to listen for is whether the backbeat is instantly readable. If you have to search for the snare, the break is too busy or the snare is buried. In jungle and darker rollers, the snare has to hit like a statement. That's what gives the track its spine. Once the timing and slice choices are feeling good, clean the tone. Put EQ 8 on the break. A practical starting move is a high pass somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz if your kick and sub need the low end. Then look for boxy low mids around 250 to 500 Hz and trim a little if the break feels papery or congested. If the snare needs extra crack, a small presence lift around 2 to 5 kHz can help. And if the hats are getting harsh, tame the 7 to 10 kHz range a bit. After that, add controlled saturation. Saturator is perfect here. A modest amount of drive can give the break density and attitude. Use soft clip if the transients are poking too hard. You're not trying to destroy the break. You're trying to make it feel like it came from a record played through a system with some pressure on it. A good stock chain might be EQ 8, then saturator, then drum bus. Keep drum bus subtle. A little drive, a touch of crunch, maybe just enough to make the break feel more glued together. Why this works in D&B is that a lot of old-school breaks live in the mid-range character. You need that snare crack and hat texture to survive once the sub is back in. The break should have weight, but the low end should stay out of the way. Now the groove. This part matters a lot. Don't rely on volume alone. Use timing to shape pocket. A tiny early nudge on a ghost note can create urgency. A slightly late hat can create drag and swing. Keep the snare solid. That's the anchor again. The key here is intentional push and pull, not random humanization. Early ghost notes create tension. Late little ticks create laid-back motion. The snare stays locked. If the loop starts to feel like a shuffled house pattern, you've gone too far. Jungle swing is usually more jagged and asymmetrical than smooth club shuffle. If you want, you can add a second layer, but only if it has a clear job. Maybe the main break has great feel but the top end is missing definition. Or maybe you want more snare smack without changing the original groove. In that case, duplicate the break. High pass the duplicate more aggressively and use it like a detail layer. Narrow the stereo, if needed with utility, so it doesn't fight the main break. What to listen for is separation. The main break should still feel like the identity. The layer should support it, not smear it. If the layer starts sounding bigger than the original, it's probably too loud or too wide. Now carve the break against the kick and sub. This is where the track starts to become a real D&B tune instead of competing loops. If your kick is the main low punch, High pass the break a little more. If the break's kick is part of the identity, use a more minimal separate kick. Keep the sub clean and mostly mono so it can sit underneath everything without wobbling every time the break hits. A really efficient workflow is to loop just the kick, sub, and break for a few bars while you carve. Don't open the whole arrangement yet. If those three elements don't work together, the rest of the tune won't magically fix itself later. Now let the break evolve across that arrangement. Don't automate every bar. That gets messy fast. Instead, think in phrases. Open a filter a little before a drop. Add a touch more saturation into the second drop. Bring in a short reverb burst on a fill bar. Maybe reduce the high pass slightly in the intro so the break feels distant. Then open it up at the drop. This is a huge part of old school energy. The break should feel like it is developing, not just repeating. A great trick is to use 8-bar phrasing. Let the first 4 bars establish the groove, then change one small thing in bars 5 to 8, like an extra ghost hit or a missing snare pickup. On the next phrase, change the fill on the last bar so the loop feels alive. At some point, commit the best version and treat it like a record performance. Once the break is working, bounce it or print it to audio. That gives you much more freedom to do the classic edits that make jungle feel authentic. You can cut a tiny fill, reverse a tail, mute one ghost hit before the drop, or remove one hit so the return lands harder. Sometimes the most powerful move is creating a little hole in the break instead of adding more detail. This is also where versioning helps a lot. Keep a rush print, a cleaned version, and a more aggressive drop version. That way you can move between authenticity and precision without losing the original feel. And here's a useful reminder. Don't judge the break only in solo. A break that sounds slightly rough alone can be exactly right once the bass and atmospheres come back in. Judge it in context early. As you do the final pass, ask yourself 3 questions. Can I hear the backbeat instantly? Does the break add momentum without masking the bass? And if I played this on a system, would the drum part still cut through? If the answer is no, remove something before you add more processing. That's usually the fix. Not more saturation. Not more compression. Just less clutter. Maybe one slice is too loud. Maybe one tail is too long. Maybe one ghost note cluster needs to disappear. A few quick DNB mindset checks will save you a lot of time. Let the snare hit like a weapon, not a wash. Keep sub and break psychologically separate, so the break drives the upper rhythm and the sub carries the physical weight. Check mono if the break has wide overheads. And if the break starts sounding busy but not exciting, simplify one layer. Old school DNB gets heavier through contrast, not through constant density. So the recipe is this. Choose a break with character, set the tempo, slice it into useful parts, keep the snare as the anchor, clean the low end, add controlled saturation, shape the groove with timing, and then carve it in context with your kick and sub. Build variation in phrases, not every bar, then commit it and edit it like part of the record. Your practice move is to build an 8-bar loop using one break sample and Ableton stock devices only. Keep one main break layer unless you really need a top layer for definition. Make at least one change that affects groove, not just tone. Then test it with your kick and sub. If you can hear the snare instantly, if the break still feels human, and if the low end stays stable, you're on the right path. And if you want the challenge, do 2 versions from the same break. Make one rawer and more jungle authentic. Make the other tighter and more controlled, with one clear variation point. Compare them with the same kick and sub. If they feel different in personality, not just EQ, you've nailed it. Keep it musical, keep it rugged, and don't over-polish the life out of it. That tension between control and chaos is where old school DNB lives. Now go carve that break and make it drive.